Welcome to a podcast for Redefined Sisters. We are a discipling community of women flourishing in faith and redefined by the gospel. Our deepest desire is to equip women to be deeply rooted in the Word of God and live in community with one another. Well, welcome back to the Redefined Sisters podcast. My name is Jordan, and today we have one of our communication leaders with us. Ladies, this is Kay Bartley.
That's me, the one and only.
Well, thank you so much for coming back on the podcast. It's been a while since you've been on here.
Yes, it has. I get a little chicken at doing things like this, you know, but, you know, I really want to help someone to know Jesus and to have him as their personal savior. In any way that we emphasize how important that is, at this point in time, you need to do this if you hadn't already. You need to know Jesus.
No, I absolutely love that. Having ladies on from all different walks of life can truly impact somebody that's listening.
That's right.
So today it's going to be just a really fun Q&A with Kay. Emily is working on finishing up some last minute details for our conference this weekend. And yeah, we just decided to do like a really fun episode with one of our leaders. And Kay, we are just so thankful that you were on once again, because that helps us out, but it also helps the ladies out that are listening.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. I just want to make some kind of impact on other ladies' lives that will help them. That's why we have the conference. That's why we're going to be talking to ladies and just giving them information to help them grow, and also to how to be a disciple. If you know Jesus and you need to spread the word, that is our commission. Go out and spread the word. And I attended a community Bible service Sunday night at what we have, community Bible church services once a month at different churches with different pastors speaking, not necessarily at their church. And at this church, we're going to learn how to be evangelists. And that's basically like go out and tell them, you know, to be able to go out and tell people.
I absolutely love that. So ladies, welcome to this little extra bonus episode. We will be doing a fun Q&A, and we might cover some fun topics or some topics that we aren't even really sure of how to answer sometimes, but that just leads us back to scripture. So this will be just a really fun conversation between Kay and I, so pour a cup of coffee and join us as we have this little fun Q&A. This will be perfect for any woman, so listen along anytime, anywhere. I, Jordan, will be your host, joined by my dear friend Kay.
Yes, that's me.
And she is our communications leader at Redefined Sisters, and we are so thankful for you and your gracious support of this ministry and podcast. So thank you for tuning in. Our hope and prayer through this episode is that you will see and behold the beauty of scripture and just being able to be a disciple and glorifying God and seeing how we are all unique in our own way, but still be able to have access to his love and give it to other people. So, Kay, we are just going to jump right in and we're just going to ask a couple questions, if that's okay.
That's great. That's why I'm a communications person, because I like to talk and I love people. And so communication is really my thing.
That's true. We know.
But we love any of the technical stuff, but I can talk to people.
No, we love that. So our first question is, what do you love about Redefined Sisters?
So many things. I love the fact that this year we're reading the Bible together, and it's made me so much more accountable. Like, I've tried to read through the Bible before, but it's just no fun by yourself. So that's one thing I love. We're doing that together. I love the prayer. If you ask for prayer, you get prayer. I love knowing all the leaders in this community. And I love how they share their lives and their time And it's just such a wonderful group. So if you think about joining us, we would love for you to join Redefined Sisters on Facebook.
Yes, absolutely. And we also have an Instagram account that we are trying to be more active on, if we're being honest. Sometimes it's hard to juggle both social media accounts, but we are getting there.
Yes, Jordan does a wonderful deal, a wonderful thing for us. She's so wonderful with all the technicality, the beauty of the pages she posts. She's just awesome. And she herself has grown a lot this year, too. Well, we've been working at this for 2 years, pretty much. And it's just been a wonderful time for us, all of us leaders. I just can't express that enough.
It's true. We've all grown together in this. We have. And we've all learned from one another. And it's been amazing. I absolutely love being here.
Me too.
So, Kay, how has Redefined Sisters impacted your life?
I find that it's just a wonderful way to learn more about Scripture, to be in a group of women that are trying to help other women learn about the gospel, learn about Jesus, learn about their salvation. But I think that's one of the things I love. But mainly I love being in a group community of women that we're all trying to help each other.
Yes, we really are. The way that we all learned how to communicate with one another, the live Bible studies are such a great way to reach women. And we are working on doing more reels and posting those on our main Facebook group page and our Instagram. So that way, Instagram reels and like Facebook reels, they go more into the algorithm. So we are able to reach more ladies. Also, ladies, I have a 3-year-old and I am a stay-at-home mom. So if you hear any noises, it's probably my 3-year-old. Just so you know, I can't cut out every single noise that she makes.
Well, never know. With my boy, Noah, my dog is going to, I never know. He could cut loose anytime too.
Yeah, so the ministry has grown a great deal in the last 2 years that Kay and I have been leaders and working with Emily, and we've learned a lot from it.
That's so true. That is so true. We used to even do Bible study that maybe we did them once a week in the middle of the day. There were only certain women, of course, that could join at that time. And then we also had some Bible studies we did at night that certain women could join. And we had a very small group, maybe 3 or 4 people, you know, all of us. And a small group like that is so precious, so intimate. And one of our go-tos for getting our study was the Daily Grace Company. And we have went through several of their Bible workbooks. And there's still a couple more we want to go through. So we also were trying to work out how we can get gym women maybe on a Saturday to join us, because life is hard, life is messy, and so many people work. We just want to be available.
Yes, definitely. And since you actually just mentioned a really good resource, what other resources do you recommend? Like, what Bible translations do you also read? What has kept you very persistent with your walk with God?
Well, the main thing, of course, is being in a church, a good Bible church that teaches the Word. I've grown up like that. In the last 25 years, I have studied the Bible in different Bible studies with different people, and I've just learned so much. My go-to Bible is, just because that's what I've always used, is the NIV Study Bible. And being a study Bible, it has the notes in the, you know, the notes on the bottom of each page, and almost each scripture tells you exactly what it means, or it will give you other scriptures you can look at to find exactly what this means. And honestly, it doesn't have to be the NIV. It can be the New King James Version. It could be several versions, but having a study Bible just really, really helps me. There are other versions, and I know Jordan knows some of them that she goes to look at.
Yes, there's quite a few different translations that I personally like to use. Like, I love my CSB. I love it. I find it to just be very easy to read, very easy to comprehend. I also use the ESV. And there's one on the Bible app. If you have the Bible app on your phone, it's great because then you can like hold one in your hand, read it, and then be able to have like your physical Bible and be able to compare and contrast the verses together. One is called Tree of Life. I think it's really cool because it has a lot of the original Hebrew names in it and the Hebrew texts. So you can just see a great difference with that, which I find to be amazing because you don't get to see that often, especially nowadays.
That's so true. And you mentioned the CSB Bible. Mm-hmm. And the one I got one of those. It's called She Reads Truth.
That's the one that I have. Yeah.
The print is very small, but I really love it because it has devotionals in it. All throughout it. I can see those. The print is bigger, but I just love it. I really suggest that would be a great one for any woman, you know, really just want to start into really studying or I don't know, just I think that would be a really great one. If you just try to read the normal or the regular King James Version, it's very hard to understand. But if you get it with a Bible study, especially the New King James Version is easy to read, but the old King James Version, that's hard to understand. So I do suggest some of the ones Jordan suggested, because it just helps you to find out some details you might not find otherwise.
Yes, and there is actually a list that I found online that will say like which translations are actually more accurate to the original transcripts, mm-hmm. versus what other translations were kind of just modified to be easier to read. And as you grow, you're going to potentially like switch translations that you read. A lot of people do. So many people, they will say, I used to read this translation. Now I've gravitated more towards like this translation. And that's completely okay. That's just part of learning and becoming who God has created us to be.
Exactly. You can't expect to jump in there and read something that you can't understand and get knowledge from it. So being in a group, a Bible study group, that's something everyone certainly, you know, that is definitely a go-to for me. Every week, my church has one, and I'm in an adult Sunday school class, except when I have this one little girl that shows up, and then I teach her, but pretty much I'm in the adult Sunday school class, and we have some really good discussions, so it's just such a great thing to be involved in.
It really is. And it's, as someone who is a stay-at-home mom who has a husband with a crazy work schedule, all of my co-leaders understand that my husband has a really crazy schedule. And it's hard for me to make it to a Bible study that's with outside of my home, because many places do not do childcare every single time. So that's not something I am able to do. So I really try to focus at home with what I do. Whether it is, and I've started taking, I take so many notes. Kay knows this. I take notes beyond notes in my Bible. And I use sticky notes also. And I have a notebook just in case to write out my prayers. So I have been very intentional with what I try to write out. And using different websites can also help. Enduring Word and Blue Letter Bible is fantastic for text commentaries. If you do not understand a specific verse, it breaks it down with different people discussing it and giving you a little bit easier description of what's going on if you want to write something out to help you remember it.
That's such a good answer, Jordan, because there are lots of stay-at-home moms, and there's a lot of women that work who, when they finally get off, just feel like they cannot go away from the home for a couple of hours because they've got so many things to do. And I think that's one reason we love doing this, is because it's our goal to reach women who are not able to attend a church on a regular basis, who want to maybe, are just are like you. You know, you have three children, and I certainly understand that. I was going to say something, I forgot. So we don't, we're not, this is why we do this, to help the women that can't make it to church or make it to a certain Bible study, because it's just hard. And I know I had children, and my husband worked shift work too, and that puts a whole different kind of ball game on you. So I understand that totally. And so this podcast, I know we're reaching a lot of people, and we just try to emphasize that this is some way maybe we can help somebody out there that is trying to lead a different life and trying to know their Savior. And so this is why we do these things online, because that's specifically why we want you to learn about the Bible. We want to help you learn about the Bible and what Jesus came for and how he saved us from our sins by dying on the cross. So it's very important to have some kind of way you can learn about that.
Yes, definitely. It's different mm-hmm. for every woman. And we emphasize getting involved with your church and mm-hmm. everything. But at the same time, we completely understand, because I'm in that position to where I can't be super involved right now, because I have one kid that has issues to where I can't exactly consistently leave my house to go be involved in a Bible study or a small group or volunteer to do all these different things. And then my youngest is 3. I have a middle child, and she's 6 now. Oh my gosh. And so I'm busy with something typically. We completely understand as a women's ministry that there's going to be those stages of life to where that's completely okay. And that's why we're here, is to help still be something as an everyday thing or once a week thing to help along with that walk.
That's so true, Jordan. That's our reason, you know, for this. And our leader, Emily, she very much puts so much into this. And Jordan puts so much into this. They're just amazing, but they do a lot of work. But the more you open your Bible and look for scriptures, the more you're going to learn. Yes. And even in the back of most Bibles, there's an index that has the words like, maybe you want to look up marriage. Maybe you want to look up divorce. Maybe you want to look up worship. Just, and you can go to the page number, it tells you. At least my Bibles do. And then I'm going to go to one other thing that I really enjoy. And this is a devotional that I've probably been reading for about 10 years. It's called Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. And I just bought a new one because my old one was literally falling apart. And what it really is how she has written things about what Jesus has said. But when you read the devotional, it's just so personal. It's like he's talking to you. It's a very short, it doesn't take but maybe a minute to read it. But it has some Bible verses to look up if you want to. And they're all what she said, it's true. But that's my favorite quick thing to do in the morning before I get my brain all muddled up with other stuff. So I really love having different devotionals to look at.
Yes, there is so many different resources that you can use, and that's a fantastic one. Mm-hmm. Using that along with your Bible, there's a lot of different websites that you can also just even subscribe to, and they'll send you devotionals occasionally. Like sometimes they'll do one weekly, some do some daily. We try to keep up on it, but also we are in the middle of planning a conference, so that Kay knows that that's taken up so much of our time lately, and usually mm-hmm. we are way more active. So once this is over, we are able to get back into our normal swing of things, because I send out a newsletter once a week. We've been super behind on that. We're going to be honest here. We've been a little behind.
It's okay.
That's okay.
It's okay. We understand. God understands. And what happens this weekend at the conference, the women's conference we're doing, who knows who might be saved or who might really want to make their walk deeper with Jesus. And, you know, just we love it and we love y'all. So we'll try to always pray for you and keep you in our thoughts.
Here's our fun question.
Okay, I'm ready for a fun one.
Okay. So if you could have dinner with anyone in the Bible besides Jesus, who would it be and why?
I think it would be Ruth, because Naomi was living with her sons and they were both married and they were killed. And so Naomi says, I need to go back to my homeland. And Ruth says, well, wherever you go, I'll go. And she says, no, you just go back to your people. And Ruth says, no, I want to go with you. I want to be with you. And it just shows such a love, you know, to want to leave your own country. Well, you know, your country, but your family, and go somewhere different. And in that event, Naomi is just like so shocked that she would do this for her, but she does. And then she becomes married to Boaz, and it's just a wonderful story. It's not that long of a book. So if you could read that, that would be a wonderful thing. My mind, I'm getting a little bit of old timers. And so like, I can't be precisely about saying the right name sometimes, but I try. So if you can just read that book, it's a short book in the Bible, but it's so good.
We also have a podcast series that we did cover over Ruth. It's 2 episodes. So
that's right.
It's only 4 chapters. It's 2 pages front and back, but it's a wonderful in-depth book. Like, you don't really hear the mentioning of God that much, but it's more of like what God has done through that whole story and worked through both of those ladies' lives.
Right. And also turns out that actually Ruth becomes married, and they are in the genealogy of that book, that it comes down that Jesus is part of their lineage. Is that correct?
Yes. So there's a whole thing. You will see within, I believe it's in the beginning of the book of Matthew, it'll go through like the whole genealogy of Jesus starting with Abraham. So it's amazing. Like what everything.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It's super cool because there's such a long list.
It is. I don't know if that was a fun, quick question, but I think she would be a very interesting person to talk to.
No, I absolutely believe that she definitely would be. I would love to have a sit-down meal with her.
Definitely.
So one of my favorite things to do, I love to watch The Chosen just because I understand like not everything is biblically accurate with it, I like the fact that it puts a face to someone's name and you can see like what miracles Jesus was doing. I find that to be amazing. I just want to see it because I'm very visual. Like, I just want to see it. So I get to see it, and I think it's amazing. So I've come to also have a favorite disciple. It's probably Matthew. I would love to sit and just have a meal with Matthew and just pick his brain about everything. I think that would just be so much fun because he wrote so much detail down compared to all the other disciples for his book in the Bible. And I love that because you can tell that he's very detail oriented. So I just want to pick his brain about absolutely everything.
You know, that Matthew Wilmot, that The Chosen is so good. I mean, his part he portrays, and I have watched it 3 times. There's 3 seasons, and they're coming out with a 4th season. Several people in my church have watched it, and all of us love it. We know it's not precisely everything that happened, or, you know, things are said and done, and but it does show some humor, too, where Jesus had some funny things to say about his as he called them, his boys who were, became disciples. But it's a really good thing to help anyone see the visuals of how it might have all happened. I love The Chosen.
I do too. And I am completely okay with it just not being 100% biblically accurate in how they may have switched a few things. But it just shows the story. And that's the most important thing. The way that the show has led people to Christ in general, and they go from there and build a relationship, I find that to just be amazing. And that's the whole point of the show, is to just show people what Christ has done and just the Gospels in person. Like, you can see how Jesus walked on water. You can see the story of, like, all the fish that were just filling the boat where it was almost sinking, that miracle, and the bleeding woman. There's so much to it. And I'm like, I love this show. It makes you emotional. Like, sometimes you just don't know how to react to something. And you're just like, I don't know what to do now after this. That was pretty heavy, but it's such a good show. And I do recommend it to everybody. I know some people are just like, I don't want to watch it. It's not biblically accurate. It was made by this denomination. I might not like that. Just watch it. Cause it's beautiful with how they bring the scriptures to life.
Yeah, absolutely. I've watched it. And the first time, there's no way you can understand all of that. It's like, now who was that? Which one did that? And, you know, for me, it took like the second and third seasons to try to get it all down in my brain. But I still love watching it.
Yeah, I don't think that that's a show that you can really get tired of.
No, it's not.
Because you find something else to connect it to. So it's one of those that we definitely can watch over and over, and it'd still be like watching it for the first time again.
Yes. Just like reading through your Bible, you learn something different at some point in your life where you read it before, but now it gives you a different message.
Yes, and that's how I view it too. It is one of those that we can do over and over, and it's obviously it's not the same thing as reading your Bible, but it's giving you that little something maybe at night. If you watch it at night, it's kind of something nice to watch before bed, and you're like, oh, I got to see something really cool tonight.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's a good time to watch it. I became more selective of what I watch on TV. And I don't let it take up as much time as I used to. I'm guilty. I mean,
we all are, honestly. Yeah. It's something with this day and age, like, it's very prominent in our lives. It fills up our lives. Technology fills up our lives. But that's just something that we deal with. But Kay, I just want to thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. It was fantastic to have you on, and thanks for just having fun with us with some questions.
All right. I had fun too. I might have been a little heavy on some of my answers.
All right, ladies. We typically like to pray when we end our episodes because prayer is such an important and powerful thing. So Kay, you are just a wonderful prayer leader. Would you like to lead us in prayer today?
I would love to. Most gracious Father, we want to thank you so much that we can come together like this in fellowship. It's all through technology, which I don't always like, but it's come about, and now we can reach people all around the world, and that is something that is just so awesome, because it might be their only way to hear much about God and about how we try to live our lives, but also we're not perfect, and we fail days, and we're just human, and God knows that we're just human, and he knows we're going to fail, but that's the beauty of it. He always is there waiting for us to get back with him, and even overnight, I mean, you start out fresh the next morning. And we just thank you for the leaders and all the work they're putting into the conference, and we are grateful for each and every one of our members, and hope we can help other women's walk. So I just ask all these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I pray.
That was beautiful, Kate. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today. We would really appreciate it if you would hit subscribe to our podcast and possibly leave a review. That really helps us get more into the algorithm for recommendations and to just even really show up on the podcast apps. But we thank you so much for being here, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Jordan.
Hi, ladies. I just wanted to pop on and let you know that we are looking to start a Bible study on Saturdays, maybe once or twice a month. So please stay tuned if you are interested in that. I know Kay mentioned something about that in the video, but we wanted to let you ladies know. So a sign-up link will be posted within the next few weeks. So we will talk to you later. Bye. Thank you for listening. To continue the conversation with us, join our free membership community at www.facebook.com/groups/redefinedsisters. We cannot wait to connect with you.